You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I am a merchandiser, and the sole product of the company I work for is Anheuser-Busch products.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs!
I've never seen such little sales in this past few days on these products.
But did you ask yourselves why?
Thanks, Anheuser-Busch. I may not be able to feed my family coming up here soon.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So I'll say this. It is also unprecedented.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
That a president takes as many shouted questions as this president has. And he has.
No.
Okay.
We don't know who's responsible for this.
What do you mean you don't know?
Truth and the honest answer to your question is we don't know.
I see incompetence breeds even more incompetence.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Could this administration even handle a one-car funeral? I think not. They can't do anything. You know, sometimes they don't do it because it would be politically incorrect, like finding the leaker of the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. Other times they're just incapable of doing anything because they're totally incompetent. And that's what's going to happen with this leak from the Pentagon, which shows not only that they don't have very good security, but also that they've been lying to the American people, telling us that the war in Ukraine was being easily won and handled by the Winston Churchill of the 21st century, Zelensky. Although I don't recall Winston Churchill ever shutting down any churches in Great Britain, locking up nuns and priests. I could be wrong, but I don't think he ever did any of that stuff. 844-500-4242. Let's hear the whole cut of the Bud Light merchandiser. I think this guy is from Georgia, and he was just walking around in kind of a stunned state. And this is not a setup job, a parody, because he's in a 7-Eleven type place. I don't know if it's a liquor store or not, but it's a big place, and he's got all kinds of a Bud Light logos on his shirt. So he's definitely a distributor or a delivery guy. So here he is, the Bud Light merchandiser, cut 7.
I work for an affiliate company. I am a merchandiser, and the sole product of the company I work for is Anheuser-Busch products. So with all this canceling going on, I've never seen such little sales in this past few days on these products. And it's sad because when people don't buy this beer, I don't make money, and I can't feed my family. So it's kind of heartbreaking, I guess, that Anheuser-Busch did what they did. They don't know their clientele. So it's kind of heartbreaking. Thanks, Anheuser-Busch. I may not be able to feed my family coming up here soon.
But I'm sure the Harvard grad and the Wharton School grad, she's not worried about this. I'm sure she's got a nice trust fund that paid for her private school education before the 2 Ivy League degrees. She went to the Groton School in Groton, Mass. Not a bad school, obviously. 844-500-4242-207. Bet that merchandiser doesn't have a job now, laughing out loud. You know, I don't. I think they're gonna have to lay people off. I talked to somebody who is in New England area, and you know you would think the Northeast would hang on better, but you know you saw those numbers from the sports bar in Braintree down 80 to 90% for Bud Lights, and this person they have a number of restaurants, they're down 33%. And again, that was the first week when, you know, again, no mainstream media covered this because it doesn't fit the agenda. This was leaking out on social media, and some people were saying it's a joke because it came out on April Fool's Day. So this has been moving slower than most stories like this. But I think by now just about everybody knows what Bud Light did. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So the other thing that happened today that's not getting any play, or it happened yesterday, obviously. It happened, I guess, late yesterday. The Congress, both houses, had passed resolutions basically ending the COVID panic. And Brandon had already announced he was going to end it on, I think, May 11th. But so the Senate had passed it by a veto-proof margin. I think there were only 28 Democrats who voted to keep the scam going. So about half the Democrat senators went along with all the Republicans to end the nonsense. There are a lot more Democrats in the House decided to stick with it. You know, they represent these rotten boroughs that are benefiting from the higher welfare payments that have been in effect for the last 3 years. So, but anyway, Brandon just gave it up, conceded it. His numbers are in the toilet. So there was no ceremony or anything like that. It was a one sentence statement by the White House, and it was signed behind closed doors. So it's over. It's over, everybody. And you know, now they're encouraging the as PJ Media put it, corporate media now encouraging COVID slaves to, quote, forget much of the pandemic. So there's an ABC Think piece, why people may be forgetting their COVID pandemic memories. We may also try to forget certain memories to protect ourselves from the trauma that we've been processing over the last 3 years. Sometimes I don't think you want to forget trauma. You know, he who does not remember the past is doomed to repeat it. An old saying, but it's very true. In my experience, research, this is the ABC story. Research has shown the pandemic has led to increased rates of anxiety, depression, psychosis, loneliness, and other mental health issues. A clinical case manager in the Department of Psychiatry in St. Louis said, people forgetting traumatic memories is not necessarily a bad thing, but there are healthy ways to go about it versus unhealthy ways. Unhealthy methods can include substance abuse, gambling, overeating, and increased sexual activity. All of which was going on big time. Infectious disease experts say there's an element of pandemic fatigue after having our lives upended for the last 3 years, and there's an eagerness to move on. And now we come to the corporate media part of the whole thing. However, people may also be forgetting how deadly the first couple of years of the pandemic were before the vaccines and boosters became readily accessible and available. But it wasn't that deadly for the vast majority of people. It was deadly if you were very old, very ill, very fat. If you lived a terribly unhealthy lifestyle in general, then it might take you out. But otherwise, it probably wasn't going to take you out. That poor 9-year-old kid that called from New Hampshire, should she get the vaccine? Hell no. There was no need to get the vaccine for people like that. Dr. Marty McCary did studies. He couldn't find any kids that had died, and yet they shut down the schools. And now they're accusing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. of profiteering. I love that word, profiteering on the COVID panic, as if the teachers' unions didn't profiteer, as if Brandon didn't profiteer by getting to spend the campaign in his basement and setting up the most, as he put it, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in American political history. As if Big Pharma didn't profiteer. As if the big box stores and the chain restaurants didn't profiteer at the expense of mom and pop stores on Main Street and the smaller restaurants, which were 30-40% of them were driven out of business in the state of Massachusetts and elsewhere. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So I want to know, now that the COVID emergency is officially ended, what's your memory? What's your worst memory of it? 603 says, I had a couple wearing masks stand very close to me in the checkout line yesterday at Market Basket. I asked them to please stand 6 feet back of me since they are sick, to which they replied they weren't sick, so they continue to wear masks whether or not they're sick. Actually, they are all sick in the head. I feel the same way. If you're still wearing a mask at this point, I mean, if you've got some kind of infectious disease and you're worried about getting a fatal dose of something, okay, wear the mask. If you're just wearing it because you're afraid, seek counseling, okay? Try to get better. Try to make a full recovery from your psychosis. 844-500-4242. We're going to take your calls on this when we come back. Let's face it, with coffee starting at $5 and our bank accounts depleting, we are officially entering a dupe session. Most products do the same thing but are priced differently solely based on their brand name. So a good duplicate or dupe is crucial for getting the highest quality at the best price. One dupe you definitely shouldn't sleep on, Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycon's mission is to prove that you don't have to pay an arm and a leg for quality sound and essential smart tech listening features. With Raycon, you can get a pair and a spare and still pay less than you would with some of those other more big name tech brands out there. Right, Taylor?
I'm using my dupes to build a chicken coop this next couple of days. I'm using my Raycons as soon as I get started tomorrow morning. I'm taking the next few days off of work to build this chicken coop. The chickens are getting too big for the basement. So it's got to go up, and with that, I'm going to be following the instructions and taking my Raycons with me as long as I have to build this chicken coop, which I'm very excited about, as you can tell. But it should be fun with my Raycons. I get to listen to anything I want, and it's going to keep me in the zone all the way through.
I think you should play your first song with your Raycons as you build a chicken coop should be Do the Funky Chicken.
Okay, well, we'll see about that.
You don't even get the joke. It's an old Boston radio joke from Charles Lackwood there at BCN days. A lot of the listeners get it. With Raycon, you get a pair and a spare and still pay less than you would with some of those other more big-name tech brands out there, as I just said. Raycon knows that in this economy, every purchase needs to be perfect. They have an easy and free return guarantee. They offer 2 years of product protection insurance for just a few bucks. They have over 50,000 five-star reviews. And they have such additional features as 3 customizable sound profiles, earbud tap functions, noise isolation, awareness mode, custom gel tips for the perfect, most comfortable in-ear fit, crystal clear call quality, water and sweat resistant. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. They also offer 8 hours of playtime. Taylor's going to need to probably recharge his battery. It's going to take him longer than 8 hours to build that coop, would be my guess.
So you think. We'll see about that, mister.
Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present, for your intellectual and philosophical pleasure,
The Howie Carr Show.
Remain in your seats, I beg you. We are not children here.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is, long-term, are Trump's legal problems going to help him or hurt him in the general election with swing voters?
I think they're going to hurt him.
54% say they'll help him. 46% say they'll hurt him.
All right. 844-500-4242. 413 says Taylor should send you pictures of his chicken coop building process so you can share them on your website.
Why is building in quotation marks?
He doesn't have much faith and confidence in your carpentry.
They were asking me here in the back if it was a kit or if it was pre-made, and I just have to... No, I picked up the lumber. It's sitting in my garage. It's just some rudimentary plans, and I'll take before and after pictures, but I'm not taking any in-process pictures. You can't hamper production.
Oh, okay. So this is, you know this. You've built other chicken coops, and you don't want to slow down the process?
I know what it takes. I'm a master chicken coop builder, and it takes every ounce of concentration.
I used to have a chicken coop, you know. It was there when I bought the property.
Yeah, that must have been easy.
Yeah, it was. I thought I'd secured it, but then the chickens started getting wiped out one after another. Good luck, Taylor.
Thank
good
you.
Luck. 844-500-4242-978. The people still wearing masks are the same people flying upside down Ukraine flags, BLM, and hate has no home here yard signs. And they drive alone wearing a mask. Being shunned by my family, gathering in holidays, and being told I was selfish for not getting the shot. How about 508? My memory was jokingly offering the lady at my favorite pub $20 for a draft beer when I went to pick up a takeout pizza after several months of this bleep. How about the guy, the tech company guy, who didn't he offer a woman $100,000? He was on the plane with her, and he said, I'll offer you. He had a lot of money, obviously. So I'll offer you $100,000 if you'll take off your mask, and she refused. And people were saying, what a bastard you were. I thought it was a good deal. I think the woman was insane not to take off her mask. 844-500-4242-508. From what I understand, the COVID emergency ends May 11th, not April. He signed the resolution saying it ends now. That's the thing. So he ended it early. That's my understanding. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, long time, many time. You could probably fill up a whole week with crazy COVID stories of your show. The one that drove me most nuts was the 9 o'clock shutdowns of restaurants and bars. I was up in a restaurant in Maine, and 9 o'clock rolled around one night, and you swore tornado was going to come through or an armed gunman or somebody. She threw everybody out of that place like there was nobody's business at like 9:01.
That's because the COVID cooties outside were keeping count. You know, they were gonna come rampaging through there at 9:01. What happened when they changed the clocks? You know, twice a year. Did COVID get the message, or did they get screwed up? And you know, did they know spring forward, fall back for COVID? And how about the weekend? I always mention this one. The weekends. It was in Rhode Island and some parts of Massachusetts too. You had to get out by 9:30. Every night except Friday and Saturday night. And then Friday and Saturday night, COVID allowed you to stay in the bar or the restaurant until 10:30. because they were concerned about keeping the restaurants in business. I mean, none of it made any sense. 844-500-4242. There's so much. You're right. We could do a bunch of this, but it's worth doing it. Doing it one time here tonight, just in honor. One sentence. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. The bad memories are flooding back here. But I'll give you a story before we go back to the COVID. The 15 days to flatten the curve. And now the national emergency is ending a mere 1,135 days after the 15 days to flatten the curve. Police in Portland, Oregon delayed the release of details surrounding the horrific murder of a cab driver on Easter Sunday because the subject is a transgender individual, according to conservative reporter Andy Ngo, who was almost beaten to death by Antifa during the George Floyd riots, which were part and parcel of this whole COVID panic. The suspect is transgender individual Moses Lopez, 30, of Portland, who was arrested by police at the scene and charged with second-degree murder and unlawful use of a weapon. Ngo said he was suspicious because barely any details about an apprehended suspect were provided in the first press release. Ngo also notes how Lopez, the transgender, was booked days before for threatening a different person with a weapon but was released without bail. The journalist also noted how the individual was previously fired from working as a certified nursing assistant for engaging in abusive and threatening behavior. Portland police are still refusing to confirm that whether or not Lopez is transgender. But I'll go with Andy Ngo. He's a pretty good reporter. 844-500-4242. So here's the story from Politico. They did everything but put black armbands around the story. They're so brokenhearted. President Joe Biden yesterday signed a House bill immediately ending the COVID-19 national emergency, first enacted during the Trump administration in 2020. The White House initially announced plans to extend the COVID-19 national emergency as well as the public health emergency until May 11th, but shortly after House Republicans put forth to end both imminently, the bill that President signed into law ended only the national emergency. The White House voiced opposition to the bill, saying the resolutions would be a grave disservice to the American people. They would have cut off welfare to non-working classes a month early. They wanted another month on the super dole. But again, as always, they said it would be a grave disservice to the American people. Then they signed the legislation. Okay. Ending the national emergency will end the use of some waivers for federal health programs, again, welfare, meant to help health care providers during the height of the pandemic. 844-500-4242. 267. At my college, they covered each individual banana with saran wrap. So they had banana condoms, is what you're saying.
Why would they even do that? You're not eating the banana peel. It's already wrapped.
You're asking rational questions, Taylor. These 1,135 days were not the time for rational questions. As if germs wouldn't be on the plastic when you picked it up, and as if bananas don't come with their own natural covering, which you peel off before eating. 617, the one-way aisles in supermarkets, then the suspended plexiglass shields that you had to stand behind, talking through a mask. But then when you paid, you had to rub your hands all over the credit card screen after the guy before you. Oh, it is so true. And before the guy before you wiped his nose on a postage-sized tissue. Rambo 413. How about the no coins BS during the China virus? Coins haven't returned to the MGM Springfield cash out kiosks yet. You only get paper money and lose out on the coin. Another win scam for the house, which always wins. Our local watering hole didn't close at 10 p.m. They shut the lights out, then smeared pig's blood around the windows and door frames to protect us from COVID. Yeah, you know, one of the things about it is speakeasies came back. You know, people just put boards over the windows, including barber shops, by the way. Just put the board, put plywood over the windows, and it looked like they were shut down. And then you had to go the old thing. Brandon sent me. Okay, come on in. Give you a trim. How about a Bud Light? Oh no, we don't serve Bud Lights anymore. 844-500-4242. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Howie. Thank you for taking my call. I do medical transport, and I worked all through that when things were shut down. People still need to go for dialysis, chemo, radiation, infusions. All right? I was doing 12 to 15 calls a day, 6 days a week. My day started at 8 a.m. and ended 11 o'clock at night or midnight. It was a disaster. Again, every time I'd pull up to a nursing home, I would say in front of me or pulling up behind me, over 90% of the calls, there was a hearse there to pick somebody up. I'd take people to the hospitals in Boston. I'd have to leave them in the lobby, and they would not even let me use the men's room. Had to go someplace and beg to use the men's room, okay? I had nursing homes that would not tell me if somebody was positive or not because some of the places had so many patients, they were transferring them out to the other stories. I go into places, ask for the patient, okay? And the patient had died 2 weeks before because of COVID, and nobody wiped out any future appointments.
Ugh. What a mess. And they were getting paid for them, I'm sure, too, right? Or someone was getting paid for those appointments. Think of all the fraud that went on in all of these programs. When I read the press releases from the Justice Department, I still see people getting indicted for programs I didn't know existed. There are all these alphabets. They all start with P, pandemic. Anything that starts with a P, a federal government program, is usually pandemic. Ugh. Justin at Boyle's Body Works says, my doctor is still trying his best to make me wear a mask that says non-medical use on the box. Yeah. 844-500-4242. 508, we should press Republicans to herald their ability to repeal the COVID emergency and that Brandon signed under threat of bipartisan override of his veto. Trumpet your wins and piss off the Bernie bros to turn on Brandon. Win-win. 978. So the COVID panic lasted longer than JFK in office. Gross. You know what? That's true. It really is true. Someone says you had to, remember when you had to get a, you couldn't get a drink unless you had food? But it couldn't just be a snack. Right? Remember Charlie Parker being asked, well, how about if I get some of the stuff that they put used to put on the bar before the panic, like potato chips or peanuts. Is that okay? Well, no. Well, you can, if you got an order of French fries.
One of the things that's come up a number of times is that pretzels and potato chips meets the food service requirement. It clearly doesn't. And what we tried to do with the amendment of the order is make absolutely clear you need to be serving food that's prepared on site.
On site.
People who are in your venue need to order and eat food if they're going to order a drink.
Eat your peas. And
what if they were house-made chips? I think we went over this when this first came out.
Well, I just thought of something else. Governor, I know it's okay if you order the French fries, you can get a drink, but I'm a sweet potato fry guy. What about that? I don't know. I think I'm going to defer to the public, health director, Dr. So-and-so. You know, she has a PhD in social work from Bridgewater State, so she'll know the answer to this question. Oh, man. 844-500-4242. God. It's just, I'm looking for a new job, but I've actually still seen a couple of job listings with a COVID vaccine requirement, says 781. And people are still complaining today that during the streaming, when it cuts out, if you're on some of the apps, there's still these COVID vaccine booster ads come up. Again, I have no control over that. 844-500-4242. I'm a medical courier. Hospitals close their main entrances early each day, causing more hours of the day having to enter through the emergency room where supposed sick people are. Talk about backwards. Everything was totally backwards. 844-500-4242. 978. I remember we weren't allowed to open the egg carton to check if there were any broken. I was reprimanded once. That's a new one on me. I never heard that one. I wouldn't buy eggs if I couldn't open them to see if there were some broken eggs. Julie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Julie.
Hi, I don't understand why you people are all complaining about it. I had a ball during COVID once I realized it was the mandates were just, you know, part of the non-hostile economic takeover and couldn't be enforced. I walked around to all my stores without a mask and challenged everybody. And I have a pile of 10, 12, 20, maybe even 30 little pink no trespassing slips that the cops had to come to the store and give me. That's all. I had fun.
Whatever gets you through the night. Some people have different ways of amusing themselves than you and I might choose to amuse ourselves.
Some people have spouses that don't want to be embarrassed by us.
844-500-4242. Don't forget.
Not that Julie didn't have a spouse. That's not what I'm implying.
I understand. Don't forget the 6-foot rule that applied to placing a beach blanket down on the Cape Cod beaches, which you can walk acres and acres before you come across someone. I still remember one of the great videos, one of the most memorable videos is the surfer dude on that California beach, and he's all by himself. It looks like one of those surfing movies from the 60s, and he's just, and all of a sudden the cops are closing in on him. It's an overused word, but it was surreal.
Beach COVID bingo.
'Goodbye one-way aisles. Dr. Sutter's.
Annette Fauci-cello.
What a bunch of feckless, frightened morons they were. Yes, they were. 844-500-42. Just listening to Parker talk. I mean, as bad as Mara Healey is at having a one-party state, I mean, it's hard to miss Charlie Parker, isn't it, after what he did to us? Eddie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Eddie.
Howie, this COVID thing is playing out like a Scooby-Doo episode where you take the mask of the raccoon dog off and it's Dr. Fauci underneath saying I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Rand Paul and those conspiracy theorists.
He's still getting away with it, though, really. You know, he is. Until they drag him into court, he's pulled off the evil scam of the century. Sometimes there's scams that aren't that bad; they're just, you know, semi-victimless. But this is not a victimless crime. This was a horrible, horrible thing that he did. 844-500-4242. I love getting a good night's sleep, but I'm so excited because the my sleep just received an upgrade. The MyPillow 2.0 is finally here. It got here about a month ago, and I've been sleeping better than ever. I'm saying goodbye to the tossing and turning and flipping my pillow over while I'm sleeping. The MyPillow 2.0 is designed for coolness and engineered for comfort. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is offering a buy one, get one free special on the MyPillow 2.0 with code Howie. It's available in four levels. It's machine washable and dryable. It's the best pillow you're ever going to have. But if you don't trust my recommendation, don't worry. If you don't love it as much as I do, you can always return it with MyPillow's 10-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one offer today by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener square. Don't forget to use the code word Howie at checkout. Enhance your sleep quality today. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
That's the Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
COVID's a little bit like, you know, Michael Myers. I think what I would say is that we have made tremendous progress, and that's why we are able to do what we're doing here and what we're proposing here today.
Remember, they had it as part three, section 15A. You're going to be allowed to have sour cream and onion potato chips in addition to regular potato chips.
Due to that slight uptick in positive cases, we are indefinitely postponing step two of phase three.
Step two of phase three. 508, due to the emergency, people could not be removed from Medicaid. My adult daughter signed up but still can't get it dropped even though she got real insurance months ago. Kids wearing masks while playing sports. Oh, God.
There will be some bumpiness. There has been. Every single time in phase one, step one, and phase one, step two, and phase two, step one.
State House working from home. Didn't go to work before COVID and now working from home. Not a single hack laid off. Exactly. Exactly. 30 years from now, people are going to look back on the COVID pandemic exactly like we look back on the Orson Welles radio broadcast of War of the Worlds sci-fi thriller that people believed and were freaking out. I think it's going to be more like Atomic Cafe, which people have forgotten that movie. That was about all the, during the Cold War, all the, you know, the duck and cover stuff. That was a documentary that it seemed unbelievable when it came out in the 70s that people were going through that. But there'll be a COVID Cafe. That's what they'll have. 844. How can we not mention the COVID snitch line? The COVID snitch line, you're right! The COVID snitch line. Oh, my God. 844-500-4242. Rambo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rambo.
Howie, how can we forget? Three words. Recognize and understand.
They're so... yeah. Follow the science. Man! Thanks for the call. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
How you doing, Howie? I was just talking to the screener in the snitch line. It made me chuckle while I was waiting. I forgot all about it. But I was just saying, I don't have a phobia about the masks or anything like that, but I would go into a bathroom in a restaurant. There would be a guy that would come in, and he'd be all bundled up with his mask and his gloves and whatever, go into the stall, he's grunting in there, he comes out, no washing his hands. And like, it's just like, are you kidding me? That's when I said, you know what, you want to wear a mask, you wear a mask. I'm all done.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, the thing was that they still kept yelling at you for months after it. I went to the Market Basket the day they dropped the mask requirement, and it's amazing. You know, we talk a lot about low info and no info voters. I went up to the guy. I was shaking the manager's hand because we were enjoying it and we were laughing. And so he said, I better make the announcement. So he made the, I was standing with him. He made the announcement. And then, you know, I started walking around the aisles and people were going, is it true? Is it true? And they were like taking off their masks, like the Berlin Wall had fallen down right in their presence. And they were going to get to go have a beer in West Germany, or West Berlin. Have fun building the chicken coop, Taylor. I'm Howie Carr.
There's a lot at stake here. You-